Good morning. Today is 7th of January 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares closed higher on Friday to snap a two-day losing streak, with financials leading the surge as global growth worries eased and the rupee strengthened on improved risk sentiment after the release of encouraging services sector data from China. Sentiment also received a boost after China's Commerce Ministry said that China and the United States would hold vice ministerial level trade talks in Beijing on Jan 7-8. BSE Sensex ended the Friday's session up 181 points, while Nifty rose by 55 points. Both the indexes ended the week down about 1%. Bharati Airtel, Tata Motors, Vedanta, Yes Bank and Infratel climbed 3-6% in the Nifty pack, while IndusInd Bank, Hero MotoCorp, Infosys, Tech Mahindra and HCL Technologies dropped 1-2%. Asia kicked off the week with strong gains after soothing Federal Reserve comments and an easing of monetary policy in China triggered a renewed appetite for risk assets. Treasury steadied after Friday's slide and oil extended its recent rebound. The People's Bank of China cut the required reserves for banks. Sentiment may also be helped as the US and China reopen trade talks. Trump goes after pharma on Twitter as companies increase prices. Despite talk about halting increases and lowering the price on some treatments, pharmaceutical companies on January 1 returned to the practice of regular price hikes on hundreds of drugs. The average increase was 6.7%, according to data. Lenders to India's second-largest carrier Jet Airways want promoter Naresh Goyal to act fast and submit a formal revival plan by this month end. Titan expects the full-year growth in jewelry business to be around 22%, with significantly higher spends on advertising. The EBIT margins in watches segment will be substantially subdued in Q3. Sun Tech Realty issued commercial paper of 35 crore rupees. ONGC's subsidiary ONGC Videsh Limited achieved second consecutive success in an onshore well LNDICO1X, Colombia. Vale successfully commissioned a 800 MW thermal unit within a record time of 46 months at Kotagudam Thermal Power Station, KTPS, of Telangana State Power Generation Corporation. Market view. Nifty reclaimed 10,900 levels in the first two sessions of last week but failed to hold on to the momentum and slipped to make weekly low of 10,628 on Friday. Index closed the week with fall of 133 points at 10,727. Nifty is hovering between 100 DMA and 50 DMA for past 4 weeks to find direction. In last week's trading, Nifty formed bearish candle, but with higher high and higher lows, and on last day of week Nifty took support and recovered from rising trend line, which formed by the recent lows of 10,334 and 10,535, which indicated some buying on lower levels. Expecting coming week in market to remain volatile and may find some short-term resistance near 10,820 and 10,870 levels. Whereas on downside 10,680 and 10,630 levels can act as short-term support. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.